Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The center fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jean Tenarche. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. May scores. Melton moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bando. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. The throw from Tenarche to pick off Melton, and they've got Melton picked off. The throw back to Tenarche and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Campaneris moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Campaneris moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Alou moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jean Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campaneris moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campaneris scores. Rudy moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Rudy moves to third. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Spence moves to third. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence scores. McKinney moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. McKinney moves to third. John moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rudy. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Tenarche reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tenarche moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez pinch hits for Dick Green. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Frank Fernandez. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Odom moves to second. Tony La Russa pinch runs for Dave Duncan. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Tony La Russa now playing second base. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton, who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Herman juggles the ball. That's an error on Herman. Davis goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Tenarche moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher is walked intentionally. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Tenarche moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Munday now playing center field. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Joe Rudy now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. La Russa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. La Russa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Herman and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Rich McKinney. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gail Hopkins pinch hits for Tommy John. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-4 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. Tenarche moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mincher bunts towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Noop covering, for the out. Tenarche moves to third. Bando moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is walked intentionally. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0-for-1 in the game. La Russa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tenarche scores. Bando moves to third. Jackson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.